I invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. As we shift our gears, let's breathe in God's presence wherever we may be. Let's breathe in an awareness of how close God is to us. And at the same time, breathe out that which would distract us, that which would preoccupy us, so that we might sense God's presence here in our midst, wherever here might be. Just a note, as we begin our worship service this morning, the hymns that are played on the chimes, the words for those hymns, as well as for the hymn following the sermon, may be found on our Facebook page and website. The music for today's worship service features two organ solos by Johann Sebastian Bach. Following the Lord's Prayer, you will hear an arrangement of the song, When Thou Art Near, from a collection of pieces Bach wrote for his wife, Anna Magdalena. The postlude is a chorale from his little organ book based on the hymn, If You But Trust in God to Guide You. Let us be together in a spirit of worship.
Thank you.
The designated theme for this fifth Sunday of Easter, a Sunday when we also happen to be celebrating Mother's Day, is enduring witness. Seeking to make a connection between the secular holiday and our scripture readings, I discovered rather quickly that this week's passages, well, they just don't scream Mother's Day. I mean, the stoning of Stephen, Jesus anticipating his crucifixion. Okay, so some of you moms out there listening may be thinking to yourselves, oh, I know a thing or two about martyrdom. And I suspect you do. Because being a mom is no cakewalk. But who wants to talk about people being stoned or crucified, suffering and dying, when we have more than enough pain and suffering in our world these days to go around? How about some good news? Well, thankfully, the good news is not hard to find. That is, if we're looking and listening for it. For starters, because there are so many wonderful moms out there, moms and all who have mothered and nurtured others, regardless of whether or not they have birthed children, because there are so many moms, their lives have provided in so many cases an enduring witness of what is right and good, an enduring witness of what God's love looks like up close and personal. One of my favorite hymns, Bring Many Names, which we just heard on the chimes, includes a stanza that identifies God as a strong mother God, working night and day, planning all the wonders of creation, setting each equation, genius at play. Hail and Hosanna, strong mother God, an enduring and wonderful witness. And yes, there is an enduring witness of faithful followers of Christ, like Stephen, about whom we'll hear a bit more in just a bit. But for now, let us celebrate all those whose enduring witness has inspired and guided us on our faith journey, a journey that draws us into worship even when we must be apart. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we join together in praying our prayer of confession, I remind you that the words to the prayer are available on our website and Facebook page. If you do not have them in front of you, I simply invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. All-knowing, all-loving, abundantly generous God, we come before you this day weary. Some of us weary of staying at home, and others of us weary of working long hours as essential employees. We come weary of things not being normal, of having to distance ourselves from loved ones, of news stories that are not helpful as we navigate the uncharted waters of this pandemic, and of those who have placed risks and others at risk to satisfy their own personal needs. Forgive us for allowing ourselves to become sucked into the mire of negativity, impatience, and anger that is life-draining and lacking in the compassion and love that characterize the enduring witness of your Son Jesus when he lived among us. Grant us grace and strength beyond our own, that we might be enduring witnesses to your steadfast love as we go about the challenging task of living each day in ways that honor you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This we know about God's gift of forgiveness. It is a gift that endures, a gift that sets us free, a gift that is ours for the asking. God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins, God forgives us. God wipes the slate clean. God gives us the opportunity to begin anew, right here, right now, over and over again. For this gift, we are thankful today and every day. Amen.
Our first scripture reading for today is from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 55 through 60. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. And our gospel reading is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. It's time for another special message for our children, so listen up. I don't know about you, but this whole stay-at-home order has made me wish I had a bigger house. And not for the reasons you might think. I'm not talking about wishing I had a basketball court or a bowling alley in my basement. I'm not talking about having enough rooms in my house so that all my family members could go a whole day without seeing one another. And I'm not even talking about having a grocery store-sized stockpile in my pantry. What I mean is that I wish I had room for every single person I loved to be staying at home in my home. That was my first thought when we got word that home was the best and safest place for us to be. Of course, I started thinking about all the Target trips I wouldn't be able to take, and all the mornings I would miss at my favorite coffee shop in town, but mostly, I thought about all the people who I wouldn't be able to see, all the friends, loved ones, church members, and even strangers that all make up my daily comings and goings, whom I would miss dearly. When I thought about who I wanted in the rooms of my home, when home is the only place I could hang out, I didn't want anyone to be left out. But of course, that's not possible. Not only is it not safe to be in large groups right now, But no one I know has a house big enough to be able to host every single person in their lives within the same four walls. And my guess is, having that many roommates might not be as fun as it sounds, especially with our current toilet paper situation. I think what makes us like the thought of having everyone we love in the same place is that we are really missing being together, sharing space, giving hugs, being close with one another. And sometimes, when we can't physically be close to each other, it starts to make us feel like we aren't close at all in any way. In fact, we can start to feel like we're kind of alone. In our gospel lesson from John, Jesus says these words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In God's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." In other words, Jesus is saying, don't let what's going on throw you off. Trust God, trust me. There is plenty of room for everyone in God's home, and your room is ready. You can count on it. Sure, we are missing people, and it's hard to be at home, feeling distant in body and spirit from our friends, knowing that we can't all be under the same roof. But I guess in a sense, we actually are. God's love is a home for all of us, a place of shelter for every single person, no matter where they are sheltering in place. Unlike the limitations that we have, God builds roofs of love that are wider and broader than we can even imagine. And God invites all of us under that roof, under the same roof. I really like the idea that even if we can't realistically share a house or a sanctuary or an assembly hall, God's got room for us, all of us. The lights are on and our reservations are made, sort of like a God hotel, with enough vacancy for everyone, those we know and love, and those we haven't even met yet. I hope that in the days ahead, when you're beginning to feel like you're all alone, or like the walls are closing in, you'll close your eyes, quiet your mind, take a few deep breaths, and check in to that God hotel, and picture all of us, together with Jesus, under the same roof of God's love, care, friendship, and community. Oh, and an important thing to remember about the God Hotel, there is no checkout time. We've got a home forever. The doors are always open and our spot is saved. And just when you think God is at full capacity and no one else could possibly fit inside the home of God's love, God makes more room. You can count on it. Let's pray together, and then we will join in praying our Lord's Prayer. God, though each of our families live in separate homes, all of us have a place in the home that is your love, your care, and your grace. Help us to remember this when we feel lonely and disconnected, and help us to join God in opening the doors to others who may be in need of a roof over their heads and a warm place to find shelter for their hearts. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.